All right. Well, we are now joined by the race winning crew chief, Jeff Mendering of the number 19 Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. Can you just walk us through kind of what was going on over the radio there with Brandon at the end and grabbing another win?
Yeah, I mean, wasn't a whole lot going on the radio. I mean, our spotter, Stevie Reeves, is doing an excellent job of kind of keeping them aware of what the 54 and the 10 car were, how hard they were racing each other. And the biggest thing for us was, yeah, just keep our car clean because we knew they'd be racing each other really hard. So Brandon did a heck of a job. I mean, he had a really good pace at the end, kept the car clean at the end when we needed it to stay clean. And then, yeah, he was in the right spot at the right time.
All righty. Well, we're going to open up the floor to the media for questions. As a quick reminder, just click the participants tab and raise your hand if you have one. We're going to kick off with Lee Spencer. Go ahead, Lee.
Thank you. And thank you, Jabbo, for joining us. Just kind of curious about the playoffs, and the 2-4s have just been lights out this year. What do you guys have in store for Cindric and Briscoe?
Yeah, they've definitely had a lot of speed this year. I don't know. You look at the playoffs and you look at the races that we're strong in. I feel like we can run with them at all the intermediate tracks. Obviously there's several of those in the playoffs. I would say in the past, our road course stuff was probably our weak link, which is obviously right up Austin Cindric's alley there. But after our run at Daytona, I mean, we've got a lot of confidence going into the Roval as well. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we keep doing what we're doing. We're getting better. We're improving every week. And I think it's obviously starting to show here, getting close to the playoffs. So I think I don't know that we change a whole lot.
Appreciate your time.
We'll take our next question from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Congrats, Jeff. I had asked Brandon, it seems this season that he's done has had much better success in capitalizing on opportunities, particularly late in races. Do you think that's something that has come with him this season more from experience than anything else?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I mean, he's been a great student of the sport this year. I mean, you can see how much he's grown. And I think we've gotten the cars better, and me and him working together for more over a full year now. We're starting to understand each other a little bit better. I'm starting to understand what he needs in the car. And I don't know. I think the whole team has grown, including Brandon. Obviously he's done a great job, and his preparation for races and everything is really good, really strong right now. So yeah, I think we are improving in every area.
And piggybacking kind of off what Lee asked you, given that and his performance this season, he said he was looking forward to several of the tracks in the playoffs. Do you feel good about your title chances heading into the playoffs?
Yeah, I do, actually. I feel really good about it. I mean, my most nervous round is actually the first round. With a speedway in there, you've got no idea what's going to happen there. The Roval, I'd say beginning of the year, I'd have been nervous about the Roval, but we've made huge improvements in the way we've been running at road courses. So definitely not as nervous going into that race. And then we got an intermediate track after that. So yeah, I feel pretty good about the playoffs going in. Round two is going to be a great round for us. And then obviously winning at Phoenix earlier this year, we feel really good about that.
Thank you very much.
All right. And this kind of goes off of what you've already sort of answered, but Casey Campbell had the question, what's been the biggest improvement that you've seen in Brandon this year specifically?
Probably his preparation coming to the racetrack. I mean, he's working out. He's very physically fit right now and gets out of the race car. He looks really fresh. So, you know, late in races like this one right here, I mean, you feel good about where he's at mentally and physically. So, I mean, I think that's what's paying off for us in my mind at the end of this race, at the end of Kansas when we won, is just his mental state at the end of a race.
Awesome. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on another win for the number 19, and we will see you at Richmond.
Thank you.